This review is brought to you by Underbrush, a new thriller by Kevin Carr. There's something in the woods, something worth killing for. Only $2.99 in the Kindle store and free to borrow with Kindle Unlimited.
Dr. Green, if I may say so, you don't look that good.
Hey, son, put the door!
Go away!
What are you?
I'm an addict.
People have many addictions. Sex, food, drugs, nicotine, alcohol, money, power,
and blood.
Okay, here's the deal. The once up-and-coming A-list director Spike Lee has resorted to funding his latest film through Kickstarter with the help of his fans, and the result is far from his best A-list work. The Sweet Blood of Jesus is a remake of the 70s blaxploitation flick Ganja and Hess, a taboo tale of a man turned into a vampire of sorts with the addiction to blood symbolizing the addictions and struggles of African Americans in society. While there are some neat alternative plays to the standard vampire tale, with Lee delivering a raw and sexually charged thriller, the movie's modern low-budget nature just doesn't have the organic feel that the same type of film in the 70s had. Lee is stretching out of his normal wheelhouse with this film, and that's great. Unfortunately, the updates to an underground classic don't quite work with modern filmmaking technology and racial taboos, which are far different today than they were 40 years ago. The Sweet Blood of Jesus gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.